say, really going back 10 years, and it's been clear from the beginning, that we cannot allow to have Iran get a nuclear weapons, which means they cannot be allowed to get enrichment capability.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network. An appeals court to hold a hearing today on the president's deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles, move challenged by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Two people missing, six others confirmed dead, the result of flash flooding across parts of north central West Virginia. State of emergency declared in hard-hit Ohio County. Many homes heavily damaged or completely destroyed with high water and mud everywhere. On Wall Street, the Dow down 86 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Anne Arundel County Police say a new speed camera will be going live in Glen Burnie on Thursday. The camera in the 3000 block of Oak Manor Drive is located at Oakwood Elementary School and will be in operation from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday to help reduce speeds and promote safer driving habits near schools. Citations will be issued after a 15-day warning period. The Baltimore City Council has passed the $4.6 billion budget plan for fiscal 2026. Mayor Brandon Scott says the budget is the result of months of discussion, negotiation, and careful deliberation. He says the final budget reflects the current and future needs of residents and takes into account the harmful and haphazard as the city faces federal funding cuts. The spending plan contains funding for public safety, immigrant communities, addressing vacant housing, and traffic projects. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Because it probably can be.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The next few weeks begin a much more difficult stretch for the O's, and it began last night in Tampa Bay.
High fly ball, center field. Mullins will go back all the way to the track. Going to carry. That baby's gone. Home run to center. Off the bat of Brandon Lau.
Call courtesy of Rays TV. Brandon Lau's shot extended the Rays' lead to 5-1 on their way to a 7-1 win in Tampa. A setback for the Birds after the weekend sweep of the Angels. Before the game, the Birds placed left-hander Kate Povich on a 15-day IL with left hip inflammation. One of the big things the Ravens are looking to correct this year is penalties, especially on the offensive line. 45 of them last year, that led the league. As mandatory minicamp begins today, offensive line coach George Warhop explains.
It was an emphasis from John on down, in particular with the holdings, and then as an offense with the pre-snap penalties. So it was just a point of emphasis.
Coming up in 30 minutes, national recognition for a local soccer player. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
At 11:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll see temperatures this afternoon that will be a bit warmer, maybe even some pockets of sunshine later today. Still tracking the potential for a stray pop-up shower or thunderstorm late in the afternoon. Heat and humidity building as we head later into the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Bel Air, 71 in Halethorpe, and 70 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Happy Tuesday. If I didn't sound very lively today, I apologize. You know what? I think sometimes it's the weather. Honestly, I think it does. It dictates my mood, my personality, and I need to stop that. Maybe I need therapy. I might have mental health problems. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We're talking about the largest budget ever passed in Baltimore City. $4.6 billion with the B, million dollars. And, of course, Baltimore City is also looking at an $85 million deficit. And to fill that deficit, because they have to balance the budget in Baltimore, they're adding an ambulance tax. They're adding a taxi tax. They're adding a tax to the landfill. You name it, they're adding it. But they're also adding money to the fund to help illegal immigrants. Now, it is no secret that there are many illegal immigrants that have moved to Baltimore City in the past, I would say, 5 to 6 years. When they talk about the population increasing even across the state, because Governor Westmore does sometimes talk about it, it's illegal migration or even, immigrants. There's some immigrants that are not illegal that migrate to Maryland as well. But it is such an expensive state to live in. And you've got all of these regulations against businesses. I mean, there's just so much there where you're not really getting people that contribute to the society in any way. A lot of times you're getting those that depend on us taxpayers. And with the budget they just passed in Baltimore City, unfortunately, we're going to see more of that dependent happening here. And it's unfortunate because I don't know how Baltimore City gets out of its hole. I know they're revamping, right, or revitalizing the Inner Harbor. I think many people talked about the fact that a lot of it's going to be like the high rises, right, the condos, very expensive. Some of them over $1 million. I don't know how they come back from this. It's not like they're focusing on tourism, which actually worked once upon a time in Baltimore. Florida makes a ton of money on tourism. But if you look at the budget, there wasn't anything to address that either. Like, just think about it. Was there anything in this budget that says to you, you know what? We're going to bring some revenue in. No. You're still thinking about the federal dollars that could be lost here, especially adding this $2 million to illegal immigrants and taking money away from the police department and away from the state's attorney's office. So you're taking it away from public safety. When the experts say they're concerned that Baltimore will lose federal funding because of this, I would have the same concern. I would. The Trump administration would absolutely look at this as a sanctuary city. Absolutely. And I would say one of the biggest culprits of all of this would be Councilwoman Odette Ramos. So if there is money removed from the federal level, I hope she steps up and tries to fight to get it back. Because adding that $2 million to the legal fund, Not a good idea. All right, real quick, I just wanted to let you know, Senator Bob Menendez, he is reporting to prison today to start his 11-year sentence, but he's saying that it's still politically motivated. I guess he doesn't know how he got those gold bars. I don't know. They dropped out of the sky. Take a listen.
He spoke in front of his son, his sister, and his daughter. He said that every day he is awake is punishment. He said he was far from a perfect man, but in his 50 years of public service, he's done more good than bad. Then after court, Menendez maintained his innocence. And then, amid reports that he's seeking clemency from President Trump, he said this.
Trump is right. This process is political, and it's corrupted to the core. I hope President Trump cleans up the cesspool and restores the integrity to the system.
A jury last July convicted Menendez of 16 federal charges, including bribery and acting as a foreign agent on behalf of the government of Egypt. Menendez was found guilty of selling his influence to the three New Jersey businessmen and attempting to interfere in at least two criminal cases on their behalf. And like I said, influencing or working on behalf of Egypt's government. And in exchange, he received those gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash that were found in his New Jersey home. Now, Menendez has maintained his innocence, as you heard. And ultimately, we expect, Will, that he will appeal this case.
Now, how is that politically motivated? I love how he throws President Trump's name in there. Oh, Trump is right. This is... This is politically motivated. I've been targeted. No, this guy was really a bad guy. He's really a bad guy. 11 years. Now, I doubt he serves the entire 11 years. But I will say there's nothing political about this. This is a true, through and true criminal. And to think that he was selling influence to Egypt, I wonder if they ever got to the bottom of just everything. Because we didn't see a whole lot come out of this. Even the New Jersey businessmen that he was helping along the way, the three guys that he was also selling things to. Did we ever find out the names of those guys or what businesses they owned? See, there's more to this story where it's kind of, it reminds me of Mayor Catherine Pugh with the Healthy Holly book scandal. She sold the books to somebody, yet those people never went down. And the same thing with Senator Bob Menendez in this situation. There were people on both ends there. I don't hear about anybody else, you know, coming down with this. And this is the part that really, I think, upsets a lot of us when you're thinking about some people getting away with things, because it's like, all right, well, you know, even the Epstein files, we can talk about who's on the flight logs. We can talk about all those other things, but it would be nice to know who actually went to the island. It would be nice to know who are the disgusting perverts that decided to molest or rape these minors on this island. It's like, okay, Epstein was sitting in jail, but he didn't make all that money just by talking about having these young girls on this island. He was actually selling these young girls. But to who? To who? Well, anyways, I wanted to let you know, Senator Bob Menendez is reporting today to serve his 11 years. I also wanted to just bring this to you as well. We were talking about the city of Baltimore here just a second ago. And I just want to let you know, it's still not as bad as Chicago. Okay, just like when you think things are bad, I want you to just know it's not the worst. It's not the worst. Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago is going full in on reparations. Now, I don't know if I've ever heard Mayor Brandon Scott talk about reparations, you know, after I was thinking about this. I don't think, you know what? I don't think he would ever try to pull that trigger. I really don't, because he understands the repercussions. He understands, number one, we can't, you know, there aren't any slaves here to repay. Number two, you can't trace the lineage. And even if you did, it would go back to 5% and they couldn't pay. Number three, that would definitely lead to inflation. You think we got inflation bad now? Wait till you're handing out reparations checks, you know what I mean, in the city. Well, anyways, this is what Mayor Brandon Johnson is doing in Chicago because he feels and he believes that black people are still owed. Take a listen.
Our way will bring to black residents in reclaiming ownership of our own communities. That is the spirit of Juneteenth, you all. It is about reflecting on our past. Other cultures are taught to never forget. We need to be reminded as blacks here in Chicago and America, remembering our past and working towards a more just future, investing in black is not a criminal act. Sister Zakiya says she need a witness, so I'm gonna say it again. Investing in black is not a criminal act.
All right, so this is obviously discrimination. And I can imagine the courts are going to get involved. But here's another piece of this that always gets me. You know, right now you've got Mayor Brandon Johnson there. But once upon a time, what was the mayor's name before Lori Lightfoot? It was Emmanuel, right? What was his name? Rahm Emanuel. There you go. Now, Rahm Emanuel wouldn't stand up there and say we've got to give to black people because Rahm Emanuel isn't really black, right? So my point is, there will come a day where Brandon Johnson isn't the mayor and say that they elect somebody that's, I don't know, Hispanic, right? Perhaps they do that. And how would they feel if somebody Hispanic as a mayor stood up there and said, well, you know, I think we should give reparations to all the Hispanics that came here to America, especially illegally, because we've had a tough time and we were trying to run from ICE and you know what I mean? Like, just think about this. And that's what I wrote on this post. I'm like, dude, how does this go through your mind as something that you would do? This is obviously a civil rights violation. Obviously. And if it was any other color, any other group, you would be upset about it and call it for what it is, which is racist. This is racist. But you know what? It kind of made me think a little bit about Baltimore City in a sense. Because remember our friend Caroline who flips the vacant homes in Baltimore City, in West Baltimore? And she talks about how if you are a home flipper and you are filed as not just a minority business but a black-owned minority business, you get extra, I guess, not extra credit in a way. Like, you don't have to jump through as many hoops is what it sounds like. There's also the loan programs where they're helping out some of the black flippers flipping the houses more so than the others if they are another race. It did make me think of that because we did hear about this time and time again in Baltimore. But, you know, even that too is a violation. That should not be happening. But it's Baltimore City and you don't have many people that are going to stand up and complain about this and really take this to the courts. That's the problem. And so here in Chicago, I don't know what the demographics are, but I would think that the courts are going to get involved in this situation. This is absolutely a violation. You can't give out something from the government based on skin color. You can't do that. But this is the times that we live in. Now, if you heard there that he got lots of applause, and I just say, be careful what you wish for, because there is Chicago. There is going to come a time when it's not somebody black in charge. And then what will you say then when you're not getting the preferential treatment? What will you say then? You know, this is a slippery slope. Shouldn't go down it. Should not at all even consider it. But we'll watch and see what happens. I can guarantee you, in the next 2 weeks, I'll probably see a headline that says this is going to the court. I guarantee it. Sounds good. Sounds good. Also, Marty, I did see your text earlier. I did have this on my show plan. The NAACP says that they are not inviting President Trump to the convention. This is the first time in 116 years. I also noted, I doubt he loses any sleep over this, but another piece of this, again, this is just to make noise and to make, you know, the news cycle, because this isn't the first time he's been the president, okay? They have this convention every single year. So that means you did invite him when he was, you know, president number 45. But now you're not going to invite him as he's president 47, because it's, you know, even worse now to have Trump in the room. The NAACP, you're not doing yourself any favors. And I've had a discussion. I won't beat a dead horse, but I don't think the NAACP is relevant today. And I say that because if they really truly cared, they would care about the school system in Baltimore City. And the fact that they do absolutely nothing for any children of color in any state when it comes to the school system tells you all you need to know about the NAACP. Same with the thing with the Legislative Black Caucus. Think about the Legislative Black Caucus in Annapolis. They were screaming and crying for reparations. Luckily, you know, Governor Westmore had a little common sense and said, no, we can't do it. But they were all standing there, like, you know, with their hands out, as if you should receive reparations in Maryland. What? Yet, do you think that anybody in that black legislative council there in Annapolis, how many of them have been standing on any school front steps talking about the test scores and how awful the schools are? How many of them are legislators in Baltimore City, where you've seen shootings at some of these schools, like Carver and Douglas, the Excel Academy? Do you ever see them show up for that? No. The Legislative Black Caucus in Annapolis, also ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And you know what's so funny? Some of them listen to the show and I'll get text messages, but they're too scared to call in. Because they know. They don't do anything. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. See site for additional facts.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
She went to SMU, tattoo of a Chris. You know, I love it. I love this song. I love this song. Yeah. Every time you play that, you know what I think about? Just growing up in Ackapee. And of course, we had all our country bars and all this, you know, stuff that we all used to hang out. There was this one bar called Hotel Charles in La Plata. And it was literally a hole in the wall. And they called it Hotel Charles, but it was about the size of like a house, not a hotel. But man, me and my friends, we used to go there all the time. It was so much fun in the middle of nowhere. And then a lot of those places you had to play music from the jukebox. See, I liked growing up down in Accokeek. I liked that kind of living. I thought it was great. Anywho, I just wanted to give you guys an update here. The Minnesota shooting suspect, Vance Boatler. We did talk about this yesterday. He did get in a shootout with police at the former House Speaker Melissa Hortman's home before barging in and killing her. Now, this might be news to you if you don't follow this as closely, but there are a lot of people with a lot of questions on how all of this went down. I want to preface this by saying I don't have the same questions. I am one that believes in law enforcement. And yes, has there been time where I questioned, you know, whether or not they handled things correctly? I would say the shooting that happened in Texas, what did they name that with the kids at the school, the elementary school, and they ended up, all those kids unfortunately passed away in that classroom. And the officers were standing in the hallway before they entered the room for a very long time. That I questioned. I also questioned what happened at the Broward County High School in Florida. And the shooter there was Nicholas Cruz. I did question why was there very little action in the very beginning, which I think cost a lot of lives, okay? Those are the two shootings that I truly question. But when it comes to this situation, I don't question it, but I understand why people are. And I can read this to you. It says this announcement was made during a press conference yesterday where the police chief announced before Vance Boatler entered the home to Brooklyn. This is Brooklyn in Minnesota, by the way. Two Brooklyn Park police officers arrived at the scene. They had been dispatched. Now, remember, you had cops that arrived at former House Speaker Melissa Hortman's home after the shooting that took place at State Senator Hoffman's home. And that home, they're saying that was about an 8 or 9 minute drive, I think they said. Well, anyways, police end up showing up. The SUV that Vance Boatler was using, that he outfitted like a police cruiser, he had lights and everything on it, that was parked in the driveway. And the police are saying when they came, you know, upon the SUV in the driveway, they ran up to the house. And that's when they get a shootout with him, because he was still right outside the house. And here's what they said. When they arrived at the scene, they saw Boatler's black SUV parked in the driveway with the emergency lights flashing. They saw Boatler standing in front of the house several feet from the door. When Boatler saw the officers get out of the car, he drew his weapon and began firing. Okay. Now, again, this is the police chief and the FBI. They were giving updates at this press conference yesterday. And so apparently Vance Boatler then went and he kicked through the door of the house and he got in. And I guess with all the commotion and Boatler already being there, ringing the doorbell and everything like that, Melissa Hortman and her husband were already on that first floor where the door is. And so once Vance Boatler was able to get into the house, again, the police are shooting his way. He gets into the house, shoots Melissa and her husband, Mark, kills them, and then runs out the back door when he was then able to evade police. Because a lot of people did wonder, you know, if he was already in a shootout, how did he get out of there unscathed, by the way? He was not hit. When they arrested him, he was not hit at all. But he got out of the back door. And so now that's what they're talking about. People are questioning it. I think in that situation, you had these two officers. They're engaging in a shootout with some crazy individual in a Halloween mask pretending to be a police officer with military training. I think they moved as fast as they could. I really do. But of course, there are many people wondering how all this happened. We'll find out more in the days to come. But again, send in prayers to both the Hoffman and Hortman family. And hopefully Mr. and Mrs. Hoffman are able to recover soon. They still have not said, you know, what stages they are in their recovery. We only still know that they were hit with 17 bullets total between the two of them. So I can't even imagine how awful things are. But sending prayers their way. All right, coming up next, still got so much more to discuss. One being the state in which is introducing legislation to remove masks from police officers.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As Israel and Iran continue trading blows, President Trump is back at the White House keeping an eye on the situation. He came home a day early from the G7 summit in Canada. The president says that a ceasefire, no longer good enough. He's looking for a permanent end to the hostilities. People appear to be heeding the president's warning to evacuate Tehran. Traffic out of the city has been gridlocked. Israel, meanwhile, reports liquidating more senior Iranian military officials as Iranian missiles target central Israel. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer have announced a breakthrough on trade. They've signed a trade deal. Parts of West Virginia's northern panhandle reeling from devastating flash flooding. The death toll is 6. On Wall Street, the Dow down 86 points and NASDAQ is off 80. More details at srnnews.com.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, "Out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best." Kenneth said, "Your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results." Christine said, "They were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it." If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Hot and muggy last night in Tampa, and it may have affected Orioles starter Zach Eflin, who surrendered 7 runs and a career-high 12 hits in just 5 innings pitched, part of a 7-1 loss to the Rays.
There for a batter or two, I had some sweaty hands. I just had to grab some rosin and ended up bringing like a little pocket towel out there for the next inning. I didn't honestly really even use it too much the next inning, but yeah, just had some sweaty hands there for a couple batters.
Heat didn't affect Rays starter Ryan Pepiot, though. 11 strikeouts in 8 innings pitched, including Colton Cowser 3 times, back in the lineup after missing the Angels series. Congratulations to Loyola Blakefield soccer standout Dan Klink for being named National Gatorade's National Boys Soccer Player of the Year. Klink has led the Dons to back-to-back A-Conference titles, 17 goals and 8 assists this past year. He's the 4th Marylander to receive the national award. And finally, competitive eating legend Joey Chestnut announcing yesterday that he is returning to the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest after a 1-year hiatus from the annual 4th of July event. The 16-time champion missed last year's event because of a dispute with Major League Eating, that's a thing, over his sponsorship deal with Impossible Foods.
What?
A company that makes plant-based hot dogs.
Hey, Wiener Boy, where do you think you're going?
Hot dog eating fans didn't relish Chestnut's absence. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Green turning some heads. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking warmer temperatures for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs back into the upper 70s and low to mid 80s. Still, the potential does exist for a stray pop-up shower or thunderstorm as we get later into the day. We'll be even warmer, sliding into the 90s on Wednesday, and then the heat and humidity really building later this week with strong storms possible Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Qualifying small business customers can get an energy efficiency analysis from BGE at no additional cost. You'll get easy-to-follow recommendations to help you save. To request an appointment, visit bgesmartenergy.com/small business.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning to all of you. Hopefully your Tuesday started off right. Don't forget, I will see many of you on Friday at Jimmy Seafood. I don't know. Are there still tickets left? We'll have to go to the website and check it out. Brian, the producer, saying that he thinks there are tickets left. If you haven't got your ticket yet, you're definitely running out of time. Go to WCBM.com and get your ticket today. We will all be hanging out at Jimmy Seafood for the Chuck Roast on Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And like I said, I will be in the house. And you know what? Yesterday I said I wasn't going to have to work. And then here comes Jonathan, the marketing manager. He said, what? I was going to put you to work. I was going to have you do stuff. Not me, buddy. Nope. Uh-uh. No, I am there to eat the seafood ecstasy with the penne pasta. Okay? That's why I'm there. I'm there to take pictures. I'm there to meet people. I'm there to hang out, have a good time, have a good laugh. Yeah, that's why I'm there. Okay? That's why I'm there. And I hope that you'll be there too. Go to WCBM.com, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday. We're going to have great weather. So come on out to Jimmy Seafood. It's going to be a good time. I did ask this question earlier. Do you think legislator citations are overused? That was our question of the day. Probably not the best question of the day. I will go ahead and... You know what? I will critique myself on that one. But some of you did weigh in. 89% of you said yes, they are overused. 11% of you said no. And I will say, and not every legislator in Annapolis gives these citations out. But I've noticed there are a few that give them out on a daily basis. And it's like, well, how is it special if you're giving them to everyone? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it really special anymore? It's not special. If it's for, like, a photo opportunity, if it's, you know, to get votes from, you know, the people at that school or that ceremony, I can see that's why you're doing it. But you know what? And this is just a little piece of advice here. If you spent less time worrying about giving out citations and more time worrying about how you can help your constituents with taxes and fees, and if they are a business, jumping through less hoops, to open up their business or to keep it open. If you spent more time on those things and the real issues affecting your constituents every single day, you wouldn't have to show up to every school handing out citations to every teacher that retires. Okay? I know that's the easy way out. That's how you can be a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout, and it's cute. It's adorable. But you are there to be a legislator. And unfortunately, we're in a position in Maryland where it's very expensive to live here. A lot of people will see their new energy bill here at the end of the month, and they're going to be very upset. And here you are handing out citations like they're chocolate chip cookies, thinking that that's going to get you through. It's not. It is not. Yes, Governor Westmore is in a tough spot because of all the taxes and the fees and the energy bills. But guess what? You will be in a tough spot as well. There will be many cases, and I do believe this because we were talking to former Governor Bob Ehrlich, because he said that they're going to be focused on certain House and State Senate seats, and I believe it. I believe they're going to flip some of these seats due to the fact that you've got so many Democrats in office right now that do absolutely nothing but, like, you know, the showboating. Just like, oh, look at me, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but it doesn't really do much for anything. If you're just helping out one person at a time in your district, that's not going to work. You have got to tackle the real issues, whether you want to or not. And being in a blue district and just thinking, oh, well, I'm going to win because I'm a Democrat, you could easily get primaried, my guy. There could easily be people in your primary that will take you out. You might get primaried by a Republican pretending to be a Democrat. Don't play that game with me, because I'll play it. I'll play it. Not me personally, but there are people that said that they would consider registering as Democrats because people don't really know where they stand on some of these issues so that they can try to win in a primary. And it's a blue seat. I can see it. Yeah, look, I see it happening. I do. But yeah, handing out these citations like they're candy, you're taking away the novelty, right? It's no longer like, oh, wow, that person's getting awarded a citation. Like, you're diminishing it. It's, you know, it's, I don't know. Pull it back just a little bit. All right. Did you guess which state is introducing legislation to ban face masks on police? Yes, not banning face masks on those who get violent at protest. They want to ban face masks on police officers. If you guessed it was California, ding, 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 you are correct. You are correct. In California, legislators who are watching Los Angeles burn to the ground, they're worried about police officers more than they are about those destroying the city itself. Take a listen.
People covering their faces, impersonating police officers, it erodes trust in law enforcement and it undermines community safety. That's really what this bill is about. And I think many law enforcement officials, legitimate law enforcement officials, would welcome, you know, putting in safeguards to ensure transparency and accountability. And I think the concern is a lot that's happening. There are a lot of people who are engaged in these enforcement actions, and we don't know, are they federal? Are they contractors? Are they local law enforcement? And so we're requiring that people not have to wear masks except for some very limited exceptions, and that there be identifying information ensures that we know who is involved here. It's also critical to uphold our state and local laws, including our sanctuary law, SB 54, which says that local law enforcement are not going to be involved in immigration enforcement. So this is, I think, furthering the state's efforts to ensure legitimate law enforcement purposes and to protect Californians.
Now, that's a bunch of baloney. That's a bunch of baloney. They want protesters, even those that get violent, they want them to see exactly who these officers are. And they probably want to have them dox them or follow them. They want their pictures to be out there. They want people to pile on them on social media. They want to make their lives hell. That's what they want. Because if you heard the excuse there, did you hear this one? Brian, the producer, this is the one that got me. We need to see their face so we can identify who they are. You, by looking at your face, I don't know if you're with the ATF. I don't know if you're with the FBI. I don't know if you're with ICE. But I can look right at your vest that says it. Their vests say it. So that's a bunch of baloney. The excuse that they use in this moment is BS. It says right there on their bulletproof vest, ICE. If you're looking at a federal agent on the back of their vest, FBI. So to say that you can't identify which department they're with or which agency they're with because you can't see their face, that's not right. That is not right. That is wrong. And I will say, if they're doing this in California, you best believe you're going to most likely see it in other blue states. You're going to have legislators introducing this. If it comes to a point, because here we know in Maryland, they were protesting this, you know, over the weekend, the No Kings protest. If you listen to some of those chants that they were chanting, it was, oh, you know, we don't have, there's no kings and get out of here, ICE and all this other stuff. Yes, ICE is probably going to really lay their foot down here in Maryland, especially now that they've seen, you know, and this is going to be because of the sanctuary list, I would assume. But adding money to illegal immigrants and their resources and services, yeah, you probably are going to have a lot more ICE agents show up in Maryland. At this point, you're asking for it. You're asking for it. And for those guys to say this, that the face covering, they need to see their faces to identify them, that is baloney. That is baloney. Now, whether or not this is going to pass, I don't know. But I do think it's interesting that they rather see the police officer and not those that are looting and breaking and entering and throwing Molotov cocktails into cars, things like that. You're seeing this all over, right? Those that are standing on top of cars, waving the Mexican flag, they all have face coverings on. They could care less. They couldn't care less who those people are. But they want to know who the ICE agents are. Even though they obviously have everything on them that is identifying them as ICE. Craziness. I did want to just correct the record here, because before I said that Ed Hale had already threw his hat in the ring. Just so you know, I stand corrected on that. Ed Hale, that is considering a run against Governor Wes Moore. It says that he plans to officially file here in July. I saw this headline and then I thought, oh gosh, I better correct that. Because I believed when he had the press conference about a little over a month and a half ago, I thought he had filed at that time. Remember, he was like standing outside of some facility or something. You might not remember, Brian, the producer, but he was standing outside of a facility and kind of speaking in a driveway. And I thought he was announcing at that time that he had filed. It was right after he was on with the morning drive with Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. But he has not filed yet. He is not filed. Here's the thing. We talked before about switching our party affiliation to be able to vote in the Democrat primary. I hope he files soon because if you really want to get Republicans on board with this, Ed Hale, and I'm not telling you what to do, I think hesitating on filing isn't going to get you the support that you're hoping to get from Republicans. So I hope you keep that in mind. Because I have heard a lot of people talk about this. I have heard many people say that they're willing to change their party affiliation, but my guy, you got to go, you got to file, you got to do it. You got to do it so they feel comfortable with it. Let's see. Marty says, Ed Hale is the reason Vinny Schiraldi is gone. You know, that's a possibility. I did see an interview on Fox 45 Ed Hale sat down for. He talked a lot about education. If I were Ed Hale, and I'm, of course, you know, not telling him what to do, but with the background that he has, I would really hone in on the taxes on the IT businesses, right, and services, the taxes and the fees on those on a fixed income. I would weigh in on just, you know, the uptick in fees in general on silly and crazy things like the tires. Because, you know, a lot of people look at you, Ed Hale, if you're listening or if your friends are listening, we look at you as like the money guy. Like, you know, you're a successful businessman. That's how I look at you, a successful businessman. And if Maryland wants to compete in the business region or business world at all, you're going to need a good businessman. You know, right now, Governor Moore absolutely is running the state like it's a nonprofit. And we know that he used to be the head of a nonprofit. Yeah, shakes out. Makes sense. But we need a businessman. And I'm sure Ed Hale has a great team around him. We did, when we talked to him and he called in the show, remember he said he had some internal polling that said that Wes Moore isn't doing so well. And so, Marty, with your comment here about Vinny Schiraldi, I would believe that is why Wes Moore finally pulled the trigger. We still never got to the bottom of that story, did we? On whether or not, because Vinny Schiraldi, he didn't say anything after Governor Wes Moore said, no, I told him. Remember? He said, I told him he must resign. Vinny Schiraldi didn't make another comment after that. So I wonder who was telling the truth on that one. And then also real quick, I know I get sometimes emails from you guys, and I really do appreciate it. And I get text messages here on the show. And sometimes you tell me about other shows that are on in the Baltimore region. And there is a discussion about extreme Republicans and what makes someone an extreme Republican in the state of Maryland. Well, I would have to agree with those that sent over emails. We don't really have extreme Republicans in the state. Not those that have run for office that are currently in office. And I know there's this conversation on whether or not former Governor Larry Hogan should end up running against Governor Wes Moore, or, you know, just running in the gubernatorial race. You never know what might happen in the primary. But I was told that this specific host said that former Governor Larry Hogan was a moderate. Well, I will go ahead and clear that up, because I don't think that host, honestly, I'm not going to give them a hard time. I don't think that host is a Republican, has ever been a Republican, and he's very much so a Democrat. So I don't think he understands. But this is kind of like what the media spin has done to many of us Republicans that have run for office. I've heard time and time again that I'm an extremist. And it's like, well, how can I be an extremist when, and as Gary Kingsville pointed out, I'm more of a let-live person. If, you know, I don't think it's wrong for gay couples to get married. That's not extreme. That's not extreme at all. If it was an extreme conservative, they would say that they were against gay marriage. You know, when we talk about people being pro-choice or pro-life, I don't judge people that are pro-choice. If I were an extreme Republican, I would judge them through and through. And so, yes, I agree with the email that I received. We, you know, most Republicans in Maryland, especially that have run for office and are in office, they are moderates. They are moderates. And I guess Kathy Shalega, Doug and Kathy Shalega's name was brought up in an interview. And they were kind of going back and forth on whether or not she could be a lieutenant governor pick. And apparently this host said that she's too extreme. Kathy Shalega is not extreme. But I think living in Maryland, this is why I'm not going to give them a hard time. Living in Maryland, because they're so far left here, just an average moderate Republican to them seems like an extremist. Like, we are out of our minds for even supporting President Trump. You know, people will say, well, Kim, you know, you're so Trump, you'll never win here in Maryland. I want to believe that. But it's not that I'm against, you know, policies that make life better, because that's what President Trump stands for. That's why he did so well, you know, nationwide. But here in Maryland, they look at Trump like he's this huge monster. He is the boogeyman. He is the reason for their problems. And anybody attached to Trump, in their mind, must be some kind of extremist. Not the case. You know, they still call Marjorie Taylor Greene an extremist. I don't think if anybody ever noticed, but have you ever seen Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting pro-life from the rooftop? No. Haven't. Have you ever seen Marjorie Taylor Greene condemn gay marriage or the LGBTQ community at all? No. You haven't. Because she feels on both of those topics like I do. But again, being here in Maryland and not saying, oh, thank you, Baltimore police, for marching in the gay pride parade. If you don't, you know, if you don't hold that view, that that's important, the parade is important, then to them, you seem like an extremist. But, you know, that's the media spin that we have on this. And that's why it's so unfortunate being a Republican in the state of Maryland. It's like they've taken just the fact that you're for common sense and try to make it seem as though that you're some kind of monster that wants to put all these rules and regulations on the average citizen. That's just not the case. It's just not true. So thank you to the individual that sent the email over. They are just clueless as to what a Republican truly is. And if they believe that former Governor Larry Hogan was a moderate Republican, that just tells you all you need to know about that individual. That is, I mean, Governor Hogan, he paraded around like a Democrat. There was very few that is, you know, conservative about, you know, Hogan. And I think he did that to win. So I don't knock it. That's his strategy. Don't knock it at all. We'll discuss where we get back.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Because it probably can be.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the Ayatollah of Iran suddenly wants to make peace with the great Satan and Israel. Trump says, hey man, I gave you 60 days. Plus, RFK Jr. says they pinpointed the cause of autism and now we'll be able to treat it. Huge. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Marty reminded me of the text line that C4's cousin Kiefer, oh, right, Kiefer Mitchell. I do remember that. Kiefer Mitchell was Governor Larry Hogan's chief legislative aide. That is why so many people loved Larry. See, that, and that's the thing. So I, and look, and there's going to be Larry Hogan fans that get mad at me, and they get mad at me all the time. I don't look at Larry Hogan as a Republican. I haven't in a very long time. I don't believe any other Republican governor across the entire country locked down the state like Governor Larry Hogan locked down Maryland. And if you recall, we didn't open our schools until after New York State, after Kathy Hochul. I mean, just think about that for a second. And I said this before. I think he attacked COVID in the pandemic in a way that suited himself. And that's how I see him, as a very selfish guy. He has an underlying condition. Of course, we are very happy that he survived cancer. And it was great to see that and to see him continue on his journey and fight so hard. But I think he treated COVID as if it, you know, the way that it could possibly attack him personally. And that was just irresponsible in my view. It was clear from the very beginning that kids should not have had to come out of school. The kids were not contracting the virus like older individuals. Now, were there some teachers afraid? Possibly, I get that. But you also had other teachers that were fine with going to work. And then when the vaccine came out, you had some teachers stand up and say, I want to go back to work. The kids need to be in the classroom. And he still said no, alongside many Democrats. And then he had the viral moments, right? Wear the damn mask and all that other stuff. And there were so many of us were like, none of this makes sense. Putting a mask on your face, walking through a restaurant, and then taking your mask off once you sit down. That was so stupid. And that's what I say. Like, nobody could convince me in that moment that we were making decisions as any Republican would. And perhaps it was, you know, the people on his staff that were helping him make these decisions. And then we had those faulty test kits. Remember the faulty COVID test kits? And he tried to hide them in that warehouse that came in from Korea. And then, you know, his wife got an award. And then he went back to the same supplier and bought more. And never got his money back from the other one. That whole thing was crazy. That was crazy. See, and that's what I'm saying. And then the fact that the way that he hit it, a Republican wouldn't have done that. That was ridiculous. And so, yes, I know there are some people out there that call Governor Larry Hogan a moderate Republican. He is Democrat light. And when I think of like Kathy Scholega, Ryan Rocky, Delegate Nino Mangione, like all of those people, those are Republicans. Those are moderate Republicans. But for some reason, they get labeled extremist. The House Freedom Caucus, they're acting like the people with the House Freedom Caucus are extremist. Not at all. Not at all. You barely hear any of them talk about abortion. But we're in Maryland. So it's so easy to get that title. That's why I say, again, if you're thinking about running for office in this state, file as a Democrat. If they don't know who you are, they, you know, you're kind of coming on the scene, file as a Democrat, switch your party affiliation once you get in office. I'm telling you, if I could go back and do it over again, that's what I would have done. Now, would I have been able to gain the attention, right, from being a Trump supporter, things like that, if I were a Democrat? No. But guess what? I probably would have won my seat. Probably would have won my seat. Maybe not in District 7, maybe not a congressional seat, but possibly a state seat. So I just want people to keep that in mind. All right, all right. All right, that's it. That's it. There are no extremists here in Maryland. Oh, extreme leftists, maybe. Not on the right. All right, we'll talk more about what's going on in the Middle East tomorrow. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Don't forget to get your tickets. That's right, WC Food Friday, WCBM.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called